things could have happened. You know, expired. Amen. Been, you could have been a memory. Amen. But God saved you to this point.
Amen.
Amen. Brought you this far.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to go to the book of Matthews. Matthews 17, 1 through 5. Matthew 17, 1 through 5. Amen. I say an old song. I hope I can get the words right. That old song, it says, I love the Lord.
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 Down in my heart.
Down in my
heart. Down. Massage that heart a little bit.
Yes, yes.
Amen. He'll bring you back into focus.
Yes.
Hallelujah, yeah. Jesus. Amen. Yes. And because he do that, that's how you got faith.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm the righteousness of God.
I am the righteousness of God.
Therefore, I am entitled,
to
covenant kindness and covenant faith.
Covenant favor.
The favor of God,
is
among the righteous.
Is among the righteous.
The favor of God.
Surrounds the
righteous.
Therefore,
it surrounds me.
It surrounds me.
And everywhere I go.
Everywhere I
and
go.
And everything I do.
And everything I
do.
I expect
the favor of God.
The favor of God.
To be in full manifestation.
To be in full manifestation.
In my life.
In my life.
Never again.
Never again.
Will I be without the favor of God.
Will I be without the favor of God.
It rests richly upon me.
It rests richly upon me.
It profusely abides in me. I'm a part of the generation that is experiencing God's favor immeasurably, limitlessly, and surpassingly. Therefore, favor producer, supernatural increase, promotions,
restoration,
honor, increased assets, greater victories, prominence,
preferential treatment,
petitions granted, policies and rules change.
Battles won.
In which I do not have to fight.
In which I do not have to
fight. Favor of God is upon me.
Therefore,
my life will never be the same.
This
is the
time
of God's favor
in my life.
That's the favor of God.
In Jesus' name.
Over every devil.
Over every
threat.
Yes.
Over every supposed to be stronghold.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. You don't go out with a bang.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
You're gonna shake something, shake it.
Yes.
You're gonna throw something off and break it.
Yes.
But don't you go into the next year still and quiet.
Come on.
Well,
hallelujah.
Lord.
You're going to say you healed, go after us. the battle is not yours.
That's right. It's the Lord. Yes.
And you need to go into this next year refusing to be ignorant.
Come on.
Amen. Exert your energy more than you should.
Yes.
When God said, I got this battle.
Yes.
I'm in front of this thing.
Yes.
And all you got to do is follow me.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
Come
Jesus.
On.
I don't care what's trying to threaten you.
Yes.
It's got to meet him first.
Yes.
And I promise you, if it see him coming, it's going to back up.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. The one with the issue of blood said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment.
Yes, sir.
What she was actually doing said, I follow you.
Yeah.
And when she started following Jesus, that song, I made up my mind to follow him.
Yes.
No turning back.
Yes.
No turning back.
Yes.
And everything that tried to bring her down, deplete her life, deplete her finances, deplete her psychological place of good well-being.
Yes.
It had to fall off when she started following Jesus.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Everything had to back up that wasn't in the plan of God for her life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We come against every spirit that tries to expirate you.
Yes.
Prematurely kill you.
Yes.
Got an assignment to take you out.
Yes.
We come against every dark plan of the enemy.
Yes.
And we say the blood is against you.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
The blood, the blood, the blood.
Yes.
Every sickness, every disease,
yes.
Every bad news,
yes.
Every bad mood.
Yes.
Every financial threat,
yes.
Every job threat,
yes.
The blood, the blood, the blood.
Yes, the blood, hallelujah.
Every mental disorder,
yes.
Move swing.
Yes, move, move, move.
The
yes.
Blood, the blood, the blood. Thank every
you,
evil
Lord.
Intention against
Thank
God's people,
yes.
The blood.
Yes.
I'm not apologizing for favor.
Yes.
I'm not apologizing for my healing.
Yes.
I'm not apologizing for prosperity.
Yes.
I'm not apologizing for breakthrough.
Yes.
I'm not apologizing for salvation.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
People trying to figure out why God healed that one from cancer and didn't heal that one from cancer. I don't know, but he healed me.
Yes.
Yes. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He
Thank
saved
you.
Me.
Yes.
And sometimes you got to thank God for saving you.
Yes.
Because everybody wasn't trying to follow him. Matthew 17, verse 1. It says, after 6 days.
Uh-huh.
After 6 days.
Uh-huh.
After 6 days. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves.
Uh-huh.
He was transfigured in front of them, and his face shone like the sun. His clothes became as white as light.
Yes.
Suddenly, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you want, I will set up 3 shelters here, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud covered them. And a voice from the cloud said, this is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased. to him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your word. Lord God, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Lord, let your word penetrate the hearts and minds of your people.
Yes.
In the shadowy places.
Yes.
In the places that need to be enlightened.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. To drive every wet place, every mold place. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Every damp place.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are the pastor here.
Yes.
Praying that every day.
Yes.
You are the pastor here at this church.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I don't want my name on no sign.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, you the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you will.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Speak from a subject revealed.
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 Revealed,
revealed.
Yes.
The Bible says that after 6 days, amen. I got stuck on that right there. Because it took some time for them to get to this point. Amen. After 6 days working, 6 days of hanging with Jesus, Jesus took them through some tough terrain, some tough lessons. Amen. And he said, if you want to follow me, you got to take up your cross and follow me. Amen.
Yeah.
He's giving us some tough lessons, some hard teachings. This is past 101 Christianity.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
This is a little bit stronger now. It's not milk anymore.
That's right.
It's meat that he's giving them. And they having to chew, chew, chew. Now somebody said, you got to chew, chew, chew. The continual word calls you to chew. You might not can get it at the first, but as you keep on chewing, it breaks it down. Amen. Like meat in your mouth. Sometimes all that meat, you know, depending on what you're cooking, if you're cooking a beef stew, you can probably get that kind of tender. But if you're cooking deer meat, it might be a little rough. You got to learn how to chew, chew, chew. The word might seem a little tough at first, but they had to chew, chew, chew. Jesus said, if a man save his life, he will lose his life. But if a man loses his life for Christ's sake, he will save it. What are you trying to save that's not Christ? What are you trying, why are you trying to live a life that's not Christ? Saving yourself. I'm too young. I heard somebody say, I get saved when I get 20. I get saved when I get 40 or 50 or 60. What are you trying to say? The Bible says you are losing your life saving yourself. Amen. Saving yourself because of what reason? Because of tradition? Huh? Because I wasn't brought up in the church. Amen. Huh? Nobody in my family, they're Christians. I'm the only one. I have friends around me that's not saved, and I still think they're good people. What are you trying to save yourself for?
Come on, sir.
Life is not promised to anybody in here.
Right. That's right.
You still haven't made it to 2024.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
But Jesus said if you die for me,
come on,
you will live. And that's not all together just living down here.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's living a full life.
Come on.
I'd rather live a year but a full life than live 50 or 60 years and not live at all.
Come on.
There's some people who don't live at all. And I'm not talking about you going on a tall building in New York waiting for the countdown. Amen. Well, party hits and stuff. I ain't talking about that kind of living. I'm talking about living free, having real peace, not being, not letting worry control your day. Amen. People that can get to you real easily, they get on my nerves. Amen. You go on to work, you be hating to go to work because you got to deal with people. Amen. Committees and meetings and everything else. God said, if you take up your cross and follow me, if you love me, you will. He goes on from there and says, after 6 days, they're traveling now. They're traveling. And they come to a mountain, a high mountain, that he takes them up on. These mountains are something else. Amen. Amen. He tells tells Abraham to take Isaac, his only son Isaac, to a mountain that he'll show him of. Amen. Somewhere that's peaked higher than the earth that you're standing on. That raises you up from a lower contact. And while we might sit there and tell people in the past to shout, and people used to be shouting. Let me tell you something about shouting. I'm not saying anything bad about shouting, but shouting is the lowest praise that you can give God.
Come on.
Come on. Amen. Dancing and stuff like that, that's the lowest praise. Amen. But when you audibly speak,
come on,
that's a better praise than you moving your feet.
Come on now.
Than you clapping your hands.
Come
because
on.
You're speaking God's word back to him.
Come on.
You're professing what needs to happen in the earth according to God's word. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
So while people are amused at people shouting, but that's not the praise God wants you to give. He wants you to speak out of your mouth. Amen. They said hallelujah is the
praise.
You can't shout hallelujah. You can't shout hallelujah. You can't dance it. You got to speak. Amen. Yeah, we love to shout because we know the black
right.
Church like to
shout
and jump over pews and stuff.
Right, now.
Amen. But why are you doing all that dancing? Nothing's getting done in the supernatural. Amen. You got to speak. Jesus taught the disciples to take up their cross and follow him.
Amen.
And they're following him now. And that Bible says after 6 days, he led them up a mountain. Amen. A high peak. Now this peak is different from all the other mountains, but he got them to the mountain that he's supposed to be at. He told Abraham, said, go to a mountain that I show you of. You in the land. Amen. And it was 12 disciples. Why he taking three? Amen. Why is he taking three? It shows you that your crowd may not make it there.
Come on.
Your contact list may not make it there.
Well, so.
Sometimes God will put a select few to see his glory.
Amen.
The Bible says that even when Abraham, I even read different older scriptures, and it said that Abraham had four people with him. Him, Isaac, some old text say it was his number one servant,
mm-hmm.
and it was Ishmael.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
His other son.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that when he looked at Ishmael and said, what do you see? He said, I see mountains. He said, what? That's all you see? Now, Abraham sees a certain mountain with some glory on it. But he didn't tell them that. He was asking if they seen what he seen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And the Bible says that he turned to the servant, asked the servant, what do you see? And the servant said, I see mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them, Ishmael or the servant, couldn't identify the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Lord, have mercy.
They couldn't identify the glory. You can't carry people with you who do not identify the presence of the Lord.
Well,
come on,
well.
Sir.
Trying to be good. I'm a nice person. I'm a good person. And you don't want to tell nobody no. The Bible says that he turned to Isaac and said, Isaac, what did you see? He said, I see a mountain with fire on it. He said, I see the glory of God on that mountain over there. It was afar off, but he could see it.
Yeah.
Tell somebody, say, can you see the presence of God?
Can you see the presence of God?
Can you see it? Can you see it when you work in your home?
Come on now.
Can you see him shifting things?
Come on.
Can you see it on your job?
Mm-hmm.
Even though some turmoil somewhere, but when you come in the room, that stuff get quiet.
Come on.
Because you bring in the presence.
Come on.
Amen. Can you see your favor through supervisors and managers in the plant? Where they looking for you, to you for leadership.
Come on.
Amen. Looking for you to take positions. Amen. You might not want to take all the positions. You might not want to take that next one. Because you're like, I don't want to deal with it. But God is exposing you to more than you've been exposed to before.
Come on, sir.
Amen. Because his glory.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
The Bible says that he told Isaac, okay. He looked to Ishmael and the servant said, you stay here with the asses. Now what the words say? Me and the lad is going yonder to worship.
Uh-huh.
And when you're going yonder to worship with God, you can't be distracted. Amen. You can't be distracted by people who are not coming to worship.
Come on.
Coming to church.
Come on.
But not coming to worship.
Come on.
Saying Jesus, but they're not worshiping.
Come on.
Saying they know God, but not following him.
Come on.
Amen. We live in a society now where people say they know God. Amen. They'll get up on a stadium, on a pole, and accept the reward or some kind of accolade and say, I thank God. But they won't say, I thank Jesus.
Come on.
Amen.
Because we know that there's many gods out there.
Mm-hmm.
But the distinctness is Jesus.
That's right.
And the world don't want you to say anything about Jesus.
That's right.
Anything that's in the earth, that's his blood.
Come on.
Because his blood is still fresh.
Yes.
And when you speak his name, it still shifts place in the earth.
Come on.
It shifts agendas behind social media.
Yes, sir.
It shifts government decisions.
Yes, sir.
When people on the floor say Jesus.
Yes.
There's something about that name.
Yes, sir.
That make demons tremble.
Yes, sir.
That make diseases back off the telescope.
Yes, sir.
Something about that name.
Jesus.
That crushes the agenda of the enemy.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says that he got on that mountain, and the Bible says that Jesus transformed. He revealed who he was.
Glory.
He revealed his glory.
Yes, sir.
He revealed the power that he had inside. I want to let you know in 2024
uh-huh.
that God is going to reveal
Glory.
What he has put in you.
Because
you are going to be exposed to his glory.
Yeah.
It's going to be revealed to you
yeah.
more in a greater way
yeah.
than you ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
He's talking to you now.
Yeah.
He's doing pre-trials with you now.
Yeah.
Waking up early in the morning is not for happenstance.
That's
It's because he's leading you.
Yeah.
The Bible says after 6 days that he took them to that mountain.
Yeah.
And after you get used to this waking up early, he's going to reveal himself to you.
Yeah.
All you got to do is tell somebody, say, keep on traveling.
Keep on traveling.
Keep traveling. Keep yeah. moving. Keep going ahead.
Yes.
Because God got something that he needs to show you.
Yes.
Reveal to you.
Yes.
In more than a greater way. The Bible says he got up there, here come two witnesses. Amen. He's always witnesses. Amen. God don't just don't have no witness. He got a witness. Amen. God gonna put some witnesses around.
Amen.
To authenticate that he is the Son of the living God. The Bible says that Moses came. And here come Elijah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Those two was represented because people in those days talked about Moses and Elijah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. The law of Moses.
Yeah.
And they talked about Elijah was going to come and save them.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
But the Bible says, Jesus said when Elijah was here, they wasn't listening to Elijah when he was here.
Yeah.
He already came.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
The one who has been revealed is the one who's going to save you. Amen.
Yes,
you might think your deliverance is coming some other kind of way.
Uh-huh.
But when Jesus reveals himself,
yeah.
you will know who and what he's going to use to deliver you.
Glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't worry about schedules. Don't worry about appointments. Amen. Don't worry about the best doctor.
Come on.
Huh? The best medicine. when he reveals himself, it's going to shift the atmosphere. Shift everything around you. So much that you're going to have to get taught how to receive what he has revealed. Amen. Hallelujah. Peter jumps and says, well, we need to build a tabernacle for Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. And here comes God interrupting the whole meeting. Amen. All you need to do is listen. Tell somebody, say, listen.
Listen.
Amen. When I got home, I didn't turn nothing on. Amen. Phone silent. I just wanted to listen. Sometimes you got to position yourself to listen. Amen.
Amen.
To listen. Because God wants to speak to you.
Yeah.
He wants to order your atmosphere.
Yeah.
Amen. Put structure in your place.
Yeah.
He said, this is my son who I am well pleased.
Mm-hmm.
Hear ye him.
Amen.
Tell somebody, you don't got to hear everybody.
You
just got to hear from the Lord.
Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
That old saying said, one word from the Lord can remove all doubt and fear.
Yes.
Only if you receive it.
Right.
I said only if you receive it.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe it, if you walk in it.
Come on, son.
That's what's going to change. Because you can hear a word from the Lord and still be disobedient.
That's right.
His word says, he said, a son will hear his father,
uh-huh,
but a bastard will turn away.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Help us, Holy Ghost.
Can you hear God speaking to you? When he speaks to you, do what he says.
Amen.
You'll find yourself seeing God revealed. Amen. You're going to see things being revealed.
Yeah.
And don't worry about having a conversation or some kind of prophet or revelation. God can show you through something small.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He told me reveal. He just said reveal.
Uh-huh.
Now sometimes when God speaks to me, amen, I have to work it out.
Amen.
Amen. You gotta work it out. It don't come. He give you. See, God. He didn't make this furniture. He put it in a tree.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
He gives you the raw materials,
uh-huh,
to bring whatever you need out of it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Mercury and all that stuff in the ground to make metal.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He didn't make a beam. Amen. Gave man knowledge to get those minerals out,
mm-hmm,
to make things. Amen.
Amen.
He don't run gas to your gas meter to give you heat. Amen. There's gases that's trapped and they channel it through the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Natural gas.
Amen.
When you go to the landfill, what they got in part of that landfill, they got pipes sticking out the ground now.
Yeah.
And the trash that you throw away is giving off gas,
uh-huh,
that you have to pay for.
Recycle.
Can I get a witness idea? Amen. Amen. Somebody has learned how to make money off your trash.
Uh-huh. Ain't that something?
Hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Reveal. Revealed. God is revealing himself to you, and he's going to do it in a greater way.
Yeah.
All you got to do is keep on following.
Yeah.
And his manifested presence is going to shake your idea.
Mm-hmm.
Going to shake your belief. Amen.
Amen.
It's going to shake everything that you was questioning him about.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Because the disciples still hadn't believed that Jesus was the authentic one until this day.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So Jesus put three witnesses that was going to carry the gospel. At that time, they didn't see the position that they would be in after Jesus would be raised back to heaven. But Jesus see. Amen. He knew who to carry with him to this mountain of transfiguration. Amen. And these three disciples also met Elijah and Moses to know that they wasn't more powerful than Jesus.
Come on now.
The Hebrew law that people worship more than the Creator. They put the law of Moses more higher than the Creator. But when Moses had to come down and worship,
come on, sir.
When they seen the glory,
yeah.
When Elijah had to come down and worship, amen, it squashed every question, every system, every belief,
yes, sir.
Every passed down heritage of something taught from your mama's mama's mama, grandpa's grandpa's grandpa, amen, that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God.
Yes.
And he came to save, set free, and deliver. And from that day on, they didn't have any question who God was.
Amen.
Amen. They knew who they was traveling with.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Do you know who you're traveling with?
Amen.
Huh? Come on now. When you go somewhere, you need to know who you're traveling with. Come on. I don't care if you're going into Pizza Hut, Papa John's, Domino's, Walmart, or your job, or you just going to use the bathroom. You didn't know who you're traveling with.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe I think a little different to y'all. When I, even when I use the bathroom, I say, Lord, I thank God for my bowels being healed.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. And I'm going to tell you this. It's a blessing to wake up several times in the night. Medically, they say that's a healthy person who can wake up several times in the middle of the night. That you know that your functioning, your body, and your all this is functioning right.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
Using the bathroom several times, that's good because you're getting rid of toxins.
Amen.
Your system is working right. Amen. Amen. But not only that, when God wakes you up, amen, because he had to wake you up again. Some of you have the privilege of having being resurrected several times in a 24-hour day.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on, just think about it.
That's right.
Resurrected several times in a 24-hour day. Look at God's power over your life. Amen. Some way, somehow, along the way in your life, you've been exposed to what he has been revealed.
Yes.
Amen. He exposed himself to you that changed your life, changed your perspective, changed your will. Amen. Making you go stronger and stronger after him. 2024 should be easy. Come on now. I didn't say it was going to be given to you.
Uh-huh.
But it should be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Preached a message that God can where you can't.
That's right.
After the walls of Jericho came down, they still had to kill some folk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the strong man was taken over. Amen. Walking in this new year, God is going to take the strong man over.
Yes.
And he's going to instruct you how to wave that sword. Walk in new territory.
Yes, sir.
Take over the enemy, what he has stolen.
Glory out,
and did you know that Jericho, it wasn't that Jericho needed to be occupied. Because to this day, Jericho is rubble. It was a spiritual force in that area.
Mm-hmm.
That if they would have passed by Jericho, it would have been a stronghold on the land of Israel to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's why God had to deal with the stronghold. And after the stronghold was broken, so was the forces that was around it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And the presence of the Lord is dealing with strongholds.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So when you get ready to wait for that wall to come down, you're going to walk in there, and you're not going to have any enemies that's going to give you any trouble because the sword. It's not going to be an emotional connection.
Come on now.
When that position comes open and somebody said, well, I've been here longer than you. Mm-hmm. But they're giving it to me. Can walk into work and smile. And somebody been there 20 years, you making more money than they are. And people going around asking folks, how much money did you make? I'm blessed.
Amen.
I don't discuss my business with anybody.
Say that.
Amen. You don't have to give the devil any information.
Oh, no.
Stop giving people information who has no investment in your progress.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You need to walk forward unapologetically.
Yes.
You hear me?
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
If God give you more land,
yes, sir.
More houses,
yes, sir.
Come on here.
Come on.
Healing that's unexplainable. Come on now.
That's right.
They say, well, we don't know what happened. You're just doing better.
Amen.
We'll see you 6 months from now.
Yeah.
Come on here.
Amen.
You went from 1 month to 3 months. Now you're at six. Because God has been revealing himself.
Amen.
So every time he reveals himself, it's a greater healing taking place.
Yes.
A greater anointing taking place.
Yes.
When you thought you couldn't get up, he revealed himself again.
Yes.
Like mother say, he has won again.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
And I used to step this high. Then I got this high.
Come on.
Then I got this high.
Come
I'm stepping on higher things.
Yes.
Than I used to step over.
Yes.
Because he has revealed himself. Hallelujah, Jesus. Stay with God and let him reveal himself. And the advantages that he's going to give you. Amen.
Amen.
You can't be worried about him giving it to somebody else.
Right, right.
You better thank God that he picked you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And I learned that sometimes you can move in positions quite fast if you just keep your mouth shut.
Yes.
What are they going to do over there? You know what they're going to do. You just ain't, don't you say nothing.
That's right.
What you think they're going to do with the union and this and that and the third? I know what they're going to do, but I ain't going to say nothing.
That's right.
Because some people put their mouth and their evil prayers on something that's going to be good.
That's right. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know they ain't going, you know they lie. You know, oh, just keep your mouth shut.
That's right.
Don't tell nobody nothing. Uh-huh. Amen. When God give you a word, when he take you somewhere, what did he tell them? He said, don't tell nobody nothing until after I raise from the dead.
Come on, that's what he said.
Didn't he tell them that?
Yeah.
He said, don't you say nothing about what you seen to nobody.
Well.
And the problem with black folks, we like to tell people stuff. But your advantage in this season gonna come by you keeping your mouth shut.
Come on now.
Your next doctor visit and the doctor say, you're doing good. Shut up.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You praise God. Don't you be telling people about your. Now they even got a law. It's a HIPAA law.
Yeah.
And they tell you to shut up.
Yeah.
Come on here. not to share information. And you going out there telling everybody, look at me. And people praying for you, P-R-E-Y, and some people P-R-A-Y. Uh-huh. But you'll find out that more people are P-R-E-Y on you than P-R-A-Y.
Say so, sir.
That's right.
But I learned nobody can know your location if you turn it off. Hello. He want to know, well, they ain't at home. What? You going to get robbed today. I've been in your house for Thanksgiving. Huh? You let the enemy know where you are, that's where you get attacked. And the enemy attacking some folks because they can't keep their mouth shut. Amen. Amen. Plans and stuff like that. I found out my plans work better when I don't say nothing.
What you saying now?
I don't have no, I hardly have any opposition. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you a little secret.
That's right.
You do it what you want to. Amen. Huh? Mm-hmm. I ain't got no gold teeth right here, but I do. Amen. So when God bless you, amen. And when he puts somebody on your heart to bless, you bless.
That's right.
But you're not going through here just, hey, look, God got this. Oh, look what I got. Yeah, here comes some thieves coming to steal.
Come on.
Attack coming from anywhere.
Yeah.
You talking about, wow, what, I don't know what. You ran your mouth. You gave up your location. Even in the military, they teach you how to go march quietly. Amen. Brother Rick, you know how to crawl on your stomach and listen. Amen. Even if it might be a little hard, you might have to crawl on your stomach a little bit, but you're listening. You're getting the advantage over the enemy. Even lions know how to pounce. They don't let their position be made known.
That's right.
They be down there in the struggle, right there. You don't even know they're there. But they get ready to get on you. Amen. And God is giving you the advantage in this next year.
Yes.
To have the advantage over the enemy.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on here. Those men was up there on that mountain. And the devil wasn't there. Did you hear what I said? I said those men were up there. Peter, James, and John. And the devil wasn't there. Hello. Going into new places without opposition.
Come
being
on.
Exposed without opposition.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
The devil can't stay around the glory.
That's right now.
He can't stay around what God has revealed. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. I choose to follow Jesus. All the way.
Yeah.
No turning back.
Yeah.
It should be hard for you to turn back after this long time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible says he will not hold any good thing for you who love him. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Come on now. It's working out for my good.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. And is it, whatever you're doing in this season, Lord, don't do it without me. I'm sure they could sing that song on that mountain. Amen. And they were there.
Yeah.
Thank God you was invited.
Amen.
So same thing. Just keep on moving with it. I believe that God got something great in store.
Yes.
For his people.
Amen.
Not only collectively, but individually.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Listen to him. I said, listen, don't go talking like Peter did. Listen to what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And don't make any sudden decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because you just seen this great glory. And now all of a sudden you got a word from the Lord. When all you need to do is listen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Reveal. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody need to come to the altar for prayer? For anything. For anybody. Family members. Huh? Amen. The disciples asked you a question. They asked you, who is the greatest in the kingdom? And you asked for a child to stand by you. Said, if you come to the Father like this child, humble, with humility, that's the greatest in the kingdom. Lord, we come by way of the blood. We humble ourselves in your presence, Lord. With humility. Lord God, there's some things we need to give up.
Yes.
More so than some, a lot of things. Lord God. Lord God, we give them to you. Lord God, whatever it is. Some come from one thing, some come from another. But you know the issues in your people's lives. You know how to sift the tear from the wheat.
Yes,
we ask you, Lord God, you do the sifting.
Yes,
whatever you don't want in our lives, Lord God, take it away.
Jesus.
Every need that we think is a need, that you don't think is a need, take it away.
Yes,
Lord, things that we grab or aspire to that you don't want us to have,
yes,
take it away. Lord God, we want to strive for you.
Yes.
Not for man,
hallelujah,
but for you. You say, if any man follow you, they got to take up their cross. Lord God, whatever cross you have for us, Lord God, we take it up.
Yes, Lord.
We give up our lives for you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're so worthy, Lord God, to be followed,
yes,
to be worshipped, to be acknowledged.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You're so detailed in every intimate position,
yes,
in our life, Lord God. Moving this, moving that.
Yes.
We don't even know how you do it.
Yes.
We can't even explain it, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But you did.
Yes.
Lord God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
We just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Lord God. All year, you moved and organized things that we didn't even believe we had the strength enough to carry out.
Yeah.
At wit's end, Lord God, but you gave us another second wind.
Yeah.
Another anointing. Grace and mercy.
Yeah.
Lord, I just want to thank you. When I didn't think I could get another word, I didn't know what to preach.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to pray.
Yeah.
Your presence,
yeah,
revealed, made the difference.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You're not only the pastor here at Shepherd's Grove, Holy Spirit. You're the pastor of our lives.
Yes.
Wherever we go. Let our senses, Lord God, to hear you, to know you, Lord God, be in every place. Everywhere we go, Lord, let us see you. Not circumstances, not problems, not crisis. Let us see you.
Yes, Lord.
The world's talking one way, but we want to hear from you. Trying to establish,
yes,
this and establish that. But you are the God of all flesh.
Glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you. No matter what the economy says,
yes,
what governments say, what's on the horizon for wars,
yes, Lord
God, or contention in this world. We want to hear from you, Lord. We don't want to be left behind here. We want to humble ourselves, Lord God, so we can, Lord God, continue to be with you. Lord God, bless everyone here, Lord God. Your word says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Lord God, open our spiritual ear to hear from you. Not our feelings, not what's on our agenda, not what we want to do because we think we deserve an easy time, a break, or whatever. Let us hear from you, Lord. But when we hear from you and we do what you say, there's a supernatural peace, a deliverance, a healing, an easiness from your direction. And we thank you, Lord God, for your word. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for being conscious enough to call on you. To know the difference between somebody saying God and the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. There's a difference. Hallelujah, Jesus. Stone hewed out the mountain. Lily of the valley. The bright and morning star. Water in the desert. Hallelujah, Jesus. Cloud by day and fire by night.
Yes.
Lord God, you're around us. You're with us, Lord. Walk in this way, Lord God. Lord God, help us to recognize you even the more. In every joint, ligament, blood pressure, kidneys, sugar, any disease, Lord God, dis-ease, Lord God. Reports of this and reports of that. Lord God. Lord, reveal yourself. Because nothing is sick in your presence.
Thank you, God.
Nothing can overshine the light. You are the light of the world. We ask him for healing, Lord God. In your people's bodies, Lord God. In the temple. The temples, the houses, the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes.
Lord God, we ask you to repair the temples.
Yes.
To restructure the temples, Lord God. New wings, new cartilage, Lord God. New limbs, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Weight loss, Lord God. Better oxygen, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
More limberness, Lord God.
Yes.
To move, Lord God.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
We rebuke lost memory.
Yes.
Cloudy memory.
Yes.
Forgetfulness.
Yes.
Any threat, Lord God.
Yes.
Of any all times.
Yes.
We cast it down right now. In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Your word says that the memory of the righteous is blessed. You said you'll keep him in perfect peace. Whose mind? Whose mind? Whose mind has stayed on you? We thank you, Lord God. We give you praise, Lord God, walking in this new year.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, help us, Lord God, to be okay with resting.
Yes.
Not being so busy.
Yes.
Not being a busybody.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Because you know that you speak to us when we settle.
Yes.
You reveal yourself when we settle. Say your word said after 6 days. There's a lot of activity during those 6 days. But after 6 days, they came to a place that they was able to settle. You settled them, Lord God, so you can reveal yourself. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to help your people settle. everything's okay. It's okay. Everything around your people is okay. In your home, it's okay. Your relationships is okay. Your positions at work, in the community, it's okay. Peace abide. Joy abide.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Provisions made. And we thank you, Lord God. And we walk in favor, Lord. We bless your name, Lord God. We ask for salvation to rule in our houses.
Yeah.
Anybody who comes there never be the same when they leave. Because
yeah.
Your presence has been revealed.
Yes, Lord.
Comes to talk to us at our job, at our stations, at our job, our offices in our job, our cubicles, Lord. Or when we're in the community somewhere, that they never leave the same. We thank you, Lord. God, you have invested in us so much this year. Heaven has paid attention to us individually in our affairs this year. The government of heaven has turned some situations around for us this year.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
The legislation of heaven, the request made unto you.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Because of the blood has worked in our favor.
Yes.
Policies and rules have been changed.
Yes.
And battles won that we didn't even have to fight. Because of you. And we praise you, Lord God.
Yes.
We're not tired, Lord God.
No.
We're not tired.
Mm-hmm.
And we rebuke the devices of the enemy to try to wear out the saints.
Yes.
Every device, every system, every alliance that tries to come against your people, to try to wear your people down, we curse it at the root. And what was planned for your people is going to be the demise of the enemy.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for mother.
Yes.
Lord God, anoint her afresh.
Yes.
From the crown of her head to the
yes.
sole of her feet.
Thank you, Lord.
Walking, talking,
yes.
testimony.
Yes.
A symbol of your faithfulness
yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
To your people.
Yes.
I'm asking you for a special blessing
yes.
over her life, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
Let no need be a need.
Yes,
no condition be a condition.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let her walk in favor so supernaturally, Lord God,
yes, Lord.
That everywhere she walked, that heaven's light is on her.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
When she speaks, let your word perform.
Jesus.
When she prays, let your word perform.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
We ask you to anoint her to where she feels like she's youth again.
Yes.
Just like you strengthened Caleb. He said, we are well able to take the land.
Yes.
And he was in his 80s
yes.
when he started to possess what you gave to him.
Yes.
Let her know she's just getting started, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Like you gave Abraham and the prophets of old to be able to live 120, 150 years
yes.
and full strength.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let her have full strength. Until you satisfy.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we bless your name for it.
Thank you, Father.
Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for every member here.
Yes.
And every person connected to every member here.
Yes.
Lord God, we pray that your anointing run like fire.
Yes.
Through the spirit.
Yes.
Through the veins,
yes.
Lord God, of your people. That all they can think about is you.
Yes.
All they can believe in totally is you.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. That they want to satisfy you. And let nothing come in their presence that talks to them, walks beside them, ever be the same. Let them see you when they walk into the gas station, the grocery store, the schools, any meetings that they have, Zoom or physical. Let the presence of the Lord be revealed. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. And we give you praise and glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm new before the new year. The anointing destroys the yokes before the new year. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We give you praise.